excited about this message. I'm going to share from my heart and out of my notes. You'll probably hear some pages rattling like often we do on some of the talk shows that come on, like, Rush Limbaugh does that. But I brought all my notes with me today, and I take notes. In fact, God frequently wakes me up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and I'm up, and sometimes I'm up so long I get cold and I can't go back to sleep. But and then time just flies. I mean, it just goes by. But we've been talking lately about this 30-day, 30-fold, and 30-day. I call it the 30-day plan. But I want to pray because this is a very, very important message to you and to me. So let's do it right now. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the word. I thank you for your name. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you that you were so clear with us in the New Testament to tell us why you came, to tell us what you were about, and to tell us all about the Father. And you said in so many words that you didn't hold out on us. You told us everything about the Father. And I thank you for that. And I thank you then for the time when you returned to heaven and sent us Holy Spirit. And Lord, today I declare that we are anointed. This teaching is anointed. We're going to go for it. We're going to learn. We're going to wake up and receive your very, very best. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the corporate world, we often hear about, particularly from the women's point of view, that there's a glass ceiling over being promoted. They say, I can see the top of this company, but I just can't get through that glass ceiling. Well, I was driving along the other day, and that concept came to me, and the Lord said, you know, many of my children, it's like there's a glass ceiling over their life. They can see and they hear about the blessings, but they just can't quite get there. And I want you to talk to them about it, Darren, because I want to remove that glass ceiling so that they can receive the very, very best from me. They can receive my highest and best. So in a sense, that's what this lesson is about as I'm presenting it today. And we're going to see God do some great things. The other day, the Lord was speaking to me about Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. I want to read this to you because I was in a church for a while, and the pastor at the end of the message would always extend his right hand over the congregation at about a 45-degree angle, and he would say these words, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace." And he would stop right there at that verse. He wouldn't go on to verse 27. And the Holy Spirit was speaking to me the other day, and he said, "Darren, I want you to read that, and I want you to reread it, and I want you to reread it again, because I have something very special for you there." So here's what the next verse says, "And they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them." Well, I started studying this idea of the name of the Lord, and then the Lord took me back to one of my favorite chapters, Exodus 33. He said, "I want you to read that again." And here is what Moses said to God after the people had made themselves, and it says in the script, made themselves odious to God. They'd made a golden calf, and God was really, really angry, and Moses was in a big fix, and so God and Moses were going around and around. And Moses was saying to God, "Now, if you don't go with us, how then can it be known that I have found favor in thy sight, I and thy people? It is not by thy going with us. Is it not by thy going with us? So that we and the people may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth." And the Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing of which you have spoken. You have found favor in my sight, and I have known you by name." Then Moses said, "I pray thee, show me thy glory." And he said, "I myself will make all my goodness pass before you." Now that was God speaking. I'll read that again. "I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious." In other words, I will show you favor, and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. Well, when I went back over to Numbers chapter 6, the Lord began to speak to me, and in verse 24, here's what it says. And this is right after Moses spoke to Aaron, and he said, "Now, Aaron, I want you to take your sons, and I want you to speak this blessing over the people. Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them," this was the order to Aaron to give to his son in the priesthood, "The Lord bless you and keep you." This is what the priests were to say over the people. "The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace." Now, when the Lord's face shines upon us, in fact, the other night the Lord was just a little humorous with me, which I thought was really, really interesting. He said, "You know, Darren, I shine my people and you shine your shoes." But he said, "I will make my face shine on you and be gracious to you." That means I will give you favor. the Lord will lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Then the last thing the priests were to say to the people, I invoke my name or the name of the Lord on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them after the name of the Lord came on them. And that's really what this lesson is about here. And it's a fabulous lesson. And I want to give you some more scripture and talk to you about this. But if you look back over your last 30 days and begin to take inventory and you say, what's happened here over the last 30 days? Has the name of the Lord been a strong tower to me? Now in Proverbs 18:10, this is what it says. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Now we've heard a lot about the towers in New York that came down after the airplanes ran into them. We've heard a lot about the terrorists, you know, that were behind all of that. But then we have Jesus saying over here in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Well, the name of the Lord has taken a brand new, deeper meaning for me lately. And I think about this and I think, now, Darren, have you ever said to the Lord, I run into your name. I run into the strong tower. I need to be made safe. Well, I'm starting to say that. And it's really interesting to me that he took me over to Romans 10:9. And he said, well, Darren, you remember when you got born again, you confessed Jesus as Lord. He said, I want you to read this scripture. And it says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Well, we all got saved by confessing the name of the Lord. Now, there's another scripture I want to read to you. And it's a scripture found in Psalm 44:3. And I'm going to go over there now and read that. But here's what it says. For by their own sword they did not possess the land, and their own arm did not save them. But by thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy presence, thou didst favor them. And of course we know that Jesus is the light of the world. Let me read that to you again. Here's what it says. For by thy own sword they did not possess the land, and their own arm did not save them. But by thy right hand and thine arm, and thy light of thy presence, thou didst favor them. With the light of the presence, God favored them. And he says in the book of Psalms that favor surrounds us like a shield. Well, lately I've been saying to the Lord, I need your favor. Lord, I just confess that I have your favor and that your favor is upon me. And then he said, Darren, I also want you to say this. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord, the name of the Lord is upon me. Wow, that's powerful. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Well, I realize this matter of favor is something really, really tremendous. I was reading a book the other day by Dr. David Martin, and he was saying, I don't do favors for people anymore because that puts them under obligation to me. And nobody wants to be in debt or in obligation to another person. He said, so I sow favor. He said, I just sow favor. And then I started realizing the concept that God is the only one that really gives favor. We might say, well, this corporation or this boss or this person or this friend did me a real favor. Well, if they did, that favor started from the Lord God and it came through that person to you. And really, they're not doing you a favor in a sense. They're just bringing God's favor to your life. And I tell you, when you confess favor on a circumstance or a situation, you're going to see things really, really change. Well, we have the favor of the Lord upon our lives. Now, when we've been teaching this matter of 30-fold in 30 days, people come back to us and say, you know, I don't quite understand, Darren. I don't quite understand. Well, I want to tell you, I believe that the ministers of the gospel, in a sense, have sometimes let us down because they haven't done their part of the equation. And I'm going to say to you today, as a minister of the gospel, as a priest, as a prophet, I'm going to say to you, I want to do my part. I want to do my part. I want to invoke the name of the Lord on you as my friends and the ones that listen on the radio and our power partners. I want to invoke the name of the Lord on you so in your sowing and your giving, you're giving under the influence of the name of the Lord. Now, I believe that if we get outside of that, if we're giving where that understanding is not in the priesthood or in the pastorate or with those teaching us, I believe that we're out there out from under the blessing of the name of the Lord. And sometimes we wonder, well, Darren, I've been given it. We hear it on the air. We see it in letters. We get it on our office phone. People leave a message, Darren, I've given it and I've tithed and I've done all this for years. Well, I want you to entertain this idea. Why don't you go and pray and say, have you ever been under the influence or the covering or the mentorship of a pastor, a priest, or a teacher that understands the name of the Lord and can reach up into the heavens, so to speak, and forcefully invoke the name of the Lord on you, because here's what it says, and here's the process. Invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them. See, I believe until we have the name of the Lord, we understand that. And by the way, when you have his name, you have his presence. And he always comes fully equipped.